a gentle joyousness, a mighty mildness of repose and swiftness invested the gliding whale. Not the white bull Jupiter swimming away with ravished Europa clinging to his graceful horns, his lovely leering eyes sideways intent upon the maid, with smooth, bewitching fleetness rippling straight for the nuptial bower in Crete. Not Jove, not that great majesty supreme, did surpass the glorified whale as he so divinely swam. On each soft side, coincident with the parted swell, that but once leaving him then flowed so wide away, on each bright side the whale shed off enticings. No wonder there had been some among the hunters who, namelessly transported and allured by all this serenity, had ventured to assail it, but had fatally found that quietude but the vesture of tornadoes. Yet calm, enticing calm, O whale, thou glidest on to all who for the first time eye thee, no matter how many in that same way thou mayest have bejuggled and destroyed before. And thus, through the serene tranquillities of the tropical sea, among waves whose hand-clappings were suspended by exceeding rapture, Moby Dick moved on, still withholding from sight the full terrors of his submerged trunk, entirely hiding the wrenched hideousness of his jaw.